131 and no.
Talk Radio.
Did you motherfucker see that one too? Did I hit that motherfucker with? Black belt, taekwondo, martial artist, black belt. I'm going to play the fight right now. Yesterday, I beat the shit out of a fucking 230-pounder, man. Back to back. All right, check this out. Holy shit, that motherfucker flew away. He even admitted that he lost. He said, "You got me good, bro." He was like, "What's that?" God damn. God damn, look at that shit. Wow, man. Woo! Charlie Zellin off the go, baby! Fuck the haters! Well, no shit, he lost. I hit him in the face 2 times. I hit him in the jaw. And yesterday, I beat the fuck out of a 230-pound kung fu martial artist. This one was better, but both wins were great. Did you see those body shots, those head shots? And that motherfucker was fighting back, and I still beat his ass. Now, here's what happens. After the fight yesterday, the taxi, you know, texts me to the house. I come out of the house. Surprisingly, this fucking crazy motherfucker, Frederick Young, comes out, and here's what happened. He didn't record the full thing. I threw my backpack down. And I said, "Let's go, motherfucker." I knuckled up, and this idiot runs up to some random people and starts asking them to record it. They said no. You know what I mean? They were recorded. He said, record us fight, right? So they said no, and he still didn't cross the street. So then I'm thinking, all right, well, look, I did jail time. I have a beautiful wife. I have the best boxing career legacy, the greatest of all time. You know, let him come on my property, you know, like, see, if he cried, listen, I had beef with a lot of people, man, before. I used to street fight. I don't street fight anymore, you know what I'm saying? This motherfucker still has a problem. I doubt he wants to fight me after what I did today. That 1-2, it literally sounded like fucking shotgun shells going off when that shit landed. And that black belt, taekwondo, that guy would literally fucking murder Frederick. Do you see what I'm saying? I beat real fighters. I've never felt better. I feel great right now because I beat a real fighter yesterday. I beat a real fighter, heavyweights. You know what I'm saying? But now, since this son of a bitch came, I had no choice. I knuckled up. I was knuckled up, and this guy was holding a fucking voice recorder in his hands, man. A fucking voice recorder. What the fuck? It doesn't sound like he wants to. It didn't look like he wanted. He came to fight. It looked like a setup. If he really wanted to fight, he'd cross the fucking street. He'd at least come on the other side of the street. Then I'd have no choice but to walk down the stairs and punch him in the fucking face. Then I would have no choice. Did he do that? No, this retard. He even complained to some woman that, "Oh, this man's threatening my wife." Shut the fuck up, you fucking retard, man. Look what I did to this guy today, man. Look at this shit, man. You fucking crazy-ass fucking haters, man. You goddamn morons, man. Listen to this shit. My punches. Sounds like fucking gunshots, man. Yeah, if I hit Frederick like that, you know what would happen? That motherfucker... No, if I crossed the street and hit him on the road, I mean, come on. Who would want to fucking... I'm a boxing champion. You understand? I'm a professional fighter. I'm a boxing champion, world champion, pound for pound king. He's a nobody. He's literally a regular dude. He's a regular person. I have so much to lose. So much to lose, man. You understand? If I crossed the street and he was on the road, and if I punched him while oncoming cars are coming, are you kidding me? I would get arrested. But see, a lot of Russians live in my house, like in building. Russians don't call the cops. I'm Russian. I'm half Russian. You know what I'm saying? My wife's Ukrainian. I'm part Ukrainian too, but yeah, I'm zoning off Russian last name. Okay. Russians don't call cops, all right? This fucking pussy, if he really wanted to fight, nobody. My neighbors were laughing at him. My neighbors, everybody was watching, man. Everybody's seen me knuckle up. Listen, this radio show is about today's legendary, iconic boxing victory of Charlie Zonov beating a black belt 200-pound Taekwondo fighter. I'm the greatest. You understand? I'm the greatest of all time. All this fucking pussy does is make videos of him blah, 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 talk, talk, talk. I have never seen a video of him beating anybody without headgear. Why the headgear? You know what I mean? All my fights, nobody wears headgear. So I nearly took this guy's head off. Are you kidding me? If I punched Deontay Wilder like that, this motherfucker's head snapped the back worse than Wilder's. Look at this shit. Hold on, let me watch it again. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, I snapped his jaw. Listen to what he said. Opponent, right here. You haters are fucking exposed, man.
No, you fucking got me good, bro.
You heard that? He said, you got me good, bro. He's like, he said, the opponent said, I'm done. You got me good, bro.
Woo! God damn! Charlie Zelenoff is the best!
Man, you kidding me? Floyd Mayweather Jr.? What? Who's that? Man, if I hit that motherfucker, whew, man, that motherfucker will be in the hospital. The fuck? Floyd Mayweather Jr., man? Ah, listen, man. 131-0. 101 knockouts. All right. Am I going to retire now? Temporarily? On top? Go out on top? I may and I may not. We'll see. No, I'm definitely going to take a break after a win like this. Definitely. I mean, come on. Yeah, I mean, but retire? I don't know. No, of course I'm not going to retire. Like, hang him up for good. No, hell no. I can't imagine myself not fighting ever again. No, I mean, I'm only 27. I mean, look, I mean, I got a great life ahead of me. Hey, bend on that motherfucker today, man. I'm the greatest. I'm number one. I back it up, man. I've been backing it up every year. Look how many, I won 27 fights in 3 months. The month is about to be over, but it's still not over. March 28th, March 29th, I won. Back to back, baby. 27 boxing wins. Every single fight. Maybe like one or two are not on video. Out of the 27, I think like 25 or 26 are on video. Everything's on video. Everything is proven. I have nothing to prove. You haters are delusional, okay? You people are crazy. You people are ill. Do you understand? You haters are ill people. You people are mentally sick. I see all these spam videos, these crazy videos. What now? What now? The Taekwondo black belt, why did he lose? The guy had, he was 200 pounds on 160. He had 40 pounds on me. The guy yesterday had 70 pounds on me. Heavyweight fucking professional heavyweight fighters cannot beat me. Who the fuck is Frederick Younger? You fucking, I would kill that guy. I would literally fucking paralyze that motherfucker. If I hit him with that 1-2, come on. Here's the thing. At the gym, like I said, REKM, Krav Maga, I beat the instructor there. That gym, it's more pro Zelenoff. You know what I'm saying? I'm the champ. You know what I'm saying? I'm obviously the champ. I beat Deontay Wilder. Frederick Young would never fight Deontay Wilder. I beat Derek the Giant. I beat even that clown, DeJean Daniels. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, and today, black belt yesterday, I beat a strong fighter. He fought back. And all these retards are talking shit. Oh, how come your opponents hardly ever fight back? Oh, blah, blah, blah. Hey, you see? He fought back. We swagged it out. I landed. I connected. He was missing. For every miss, bam. He missed, and I connected. He misses, I connected. He misses, I counter. He missed, I made him pay. That's what I'm saying. If a motherfucker fights back, they're still going to get their ass beat. It's more exciting when the opponent fights better. I agree. But the thing is, when with this much speed and power, do you see today my fight? You saw how fast that release was? That motherfucker. Okay, nobody has the reaction, no matter how fast they are, no matter how quick they're Bruce Lee would not be able to react to that kind of. If Bruce Lee was still alive. Now, Bruce Lee, he was more of an actor than a fighter in the end. Yeah, okay, he was a fighter. You know, clowns like Chuck Norris, Steven Seagal, they're actors. Okay, Bruce Lee was a fighter. He invented Jeet Kune Do. But he's not in the league of Charlie Zelenoff. I mean, yeah, the guy's dead. I don't even know. I don't want to put him down. He's dead, whatever. You know, but I'm just saying, you know. Come on. Yeah, like Bruce Lee, like I'm a lot faster than him. But he was pretty quick. But I'm saying, if me and Bruce Lee were to fight, and I threw that 1-2 that I landed on the black belt Taekwondo guy today, as fast as Bruce Lee was, he would not be able to react to that shit. He would, no way. He'd get knocked out or TKO. No, he's too small. He'd get knocked out. Yeah. And in a street fight, my punches are quicker than his kicks. I connect on him fast, and he'll be able to kick me. To land a kick on the face is really hard, especially on a fighter like Charlie Zelenoff, man. Man, you're going to land no fucking kicks on me, man. I've beaten a lot of kickboxers. Not just in boxing matches, but in street fights. Yeah, watch this. Dude, this man tops the win versus Jordan Holloway. Oh, fuck yeah. Jordan Holloway? Okay, that was one of my greatest wins. God damn, what? Wow. Bam, bam. Fuck, I could watch this shit all day. Look at this. Bam, bam. You fucking retard haters, man. What the fuck is wrong with you clowns, man? Damn, that motherfucker flew the fuck away, dude. No, he literally flew like 10, 15 feet. Yeah, I mean, so Frederick, yeah, he better not come back here. Yeah, that's, I mean, seriously. Because that's the thing, man. I have a wife. I can't get arrested. And that's what he wants. It's a setup. These motherfuckers want me arrested. Look, anything, if he was, like, if this Frederick retard, if I seen him at the gym, of course I'd knock him the fuck out. But he's not a real fighter. He's affiliated with the haters. He's a troll. You know what I'm saying? He's a fucking troll. If he was not affiliated with, like, okay, a lot of these guys at the gym, they have no idea that you sick haters exist, man. They have no idea. They don't know you people exist. That's what I'm saying. Like, and all the haters want to do is lock me up. They want to get even with me because I proved them all wrong, because I embarrassed them on a weekly basis and sometimes even on a daily basis. Like yesterday I won, today I won. You know, they want to get even with me somehow. They can't beat me in a fight. Like, and none of the fighters that they support can beat me in a fight. Al Deontay Wilder, Jules of Law, Derek the Giant, DeJuan Daniels, they all lost to me. All those guys lost to me. Okay, so I'm unbeatable in boxing. So the haters want to somehow get even with me. They want to stop my winning streak, not by actually stopping it, by something. Nobody can beat me, but you get what I'm saying. They want to, you know, get me into trouble. Look how beautiful my wife is. Today I texted her. She called me. She calls me every day. She's my wife. We talk 24/7. You know what I'm saying? She tells me she loves me. I sent her the fight. She saw the fight today before everybody else seen it. And my baby was like, wow. It's no surprise to her. I mean, she'll go on her Instagram. Yeah, she made the account private, but it still says married to the best man in the world. Her last name is Zelenoff. I mean, yeah. And she has a picture of me holding her in my arms. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hold her in my arms again. It's inevitable. I mean, no matter what. No matter what. Because, you know, I mean, my love grew even stronger for her lately, you know. Because, I don't know, I realized, I'm going to say it. All 131 for the one, Daria Zelenoff. My wife, my lawfully wedded wife, the wife, made her vow that we will be together and spend both our lives with each other. And that's it. I'm a complete man. My wife is just so beautiful that it's just, wow. Best boxer in the world. Gorgeous wife. Oh, and now, speaking of money, dude, the thing is, I don't really like to train people. I just want to fight. I mean, training is not really, like I said, I have better boxing ability than Muhammad Ali and Floyd Mayweather. I punch harder than Mike Tyson, that's obvious. Better puncher than Mike Tyson and George Foreman. And more knowledge than Angelo Dundee and all them trainers from BoxRec and all them. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time. Before I could train somebody to become a legit fighter. But I don't know. I used to a long time ago when I was like 2-0, 3-0. Some youngsters coming in the gym. I was a youngster myself at that time, but I'm talking about like 15-year-olds and 14-year-olds. I used to hold the mitts for them. I don't know. I just don't really like to train people. You know what I'm saying? I just like to punch the jaws, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, I swarm everybody. See how I swarmed that heavyweight yesterday? See, it works. Today, I just boom, boom, that's it. Two hits. Yesterday, I beat the shit out of that guy. Tatted up heavyweight. He's a kung fu martial artist. He was not a black belt. He was good. He was, you know. But this guy today was like a master black belt. This motherfucker was many years in the game. Not kung fu taekwondo. Yeah, he's a current fighter. He competes in tournaments and everything. Look what happened to him. Fucking took me literally 1 second. 0-15, I landed a 1-2 at 0-15. And 1 second, I landed two punches. And the guy flew like 10 or 15 feet away. And he's a heavyweight, and I'm 160 pounds. I weighed in, I'm 160. This motherfucker was 200. He looked bigger than 200. He was about 220, but he said he was 200. The guy yesterday was 230. 200, 230, 300, 260, 280, 270. Listen, nobody can beat me. 6'6", 6'5", 6'4", 6'10", 6'8", 6'9", 6'7", Wilder. They all lost. 6'10 heavyweight, lost. You see, I punched that guy today, 1-2? The 6'10 guy, I hit him. I didn't hit him that hard, but I hit him, I hit him pretty hard, and he was TKO'd with one shot. A 6'10 fucking heavyweight. And these motherfuckers are talking about Frederick Young, man. Come on, man. There's a solid chance if I hit Frederick Young with my death punch, there's a solid chance I would literally kill the guy. That's the thing. If he crossed the street, see, he's a pussy. His intention was not to fight. His intention was to get me locked up. It was obvious because I was knuckled up and he was not. He had a voice recorder. You know what I'm saying? Come on. I mean, you're going to have a voice recorder? What the fuck? I mean, this is supposed to be a street fight. You know, when me and Wabarski, I mean, I hate Lebarski, and I hate Vic. Vic is this one punk I want to knock out. But as much as I hate Vic, and I'm not praising him, but I'm gonna say this though: when Vic came to street fight me, I was on the stairs. He ran up the stairs. We both knuckled up and we got restrained. That's what I'm saying. If he really wanted to fight me, he would come to where I was at. If I punched him, next to my on my property, next to my property, cops came. This is it. Nothing happens. But if I crossed the street and punched him on the road, he was standing on the road. He was not on the sidewalk. He was on the fucking road. And he was telling me, come here. What the fuck? And I told him, you come here, motherfucker. Yeah, I mean, I have a beautiful wife, and I beat real fighters, and I'm on literally the longest winning streak in boxing history, sports history. 131-0, 101 knockouts, 119 title defenses. I mean, yeah, I don't want to spend 5-6 years in prison for some fucking fabricated, fake, crazy, Frederick Young. He's some crazy fabricated boxer. He's a pretender, and all you retards that like his videos, you people are sick in the head. Hey, how do you clowns feel now? You see the fight today? That one too, in the jaw, man. You know what happened to that guy? His fucking mouth was blood was pouring from his mouth. Yeah, I drew blood, man. You fucking retards, man. This is fucking mainstream garbage. These clowns take dives. They Green, Briggs, Kimbo Green, this fucking bullshit Hopkins, Delahoy. The Hopkins barely fucking touched him in the body, and this tart is fucking Delahoy is on the fucking ground yelling. Oh, you saw I punched that heavyweight in the body? You saw those? Hey, you saw those power shots? What if I hit Delahoy like that? Fuck, Delahoy would be fucking dead. I don't know. If he was screaming from a fake fucking phantom punch, then imagine Charlie Zonov hit him. Power. Fuck, man. Fucking cross-dresser motherfucker, man. Bitch-ass fucking faggot-ass motherfucker. Fucking golden boy. Fake shit. Golden boy? What the fuck? Golden boy promotions? Golden boy? Shit sounds like a gay club, man. What the fuck? These mainstream clowns? Hey, oh, and check this out. Some troll, Thomas Santos. That's his real name. Whatever. This guy messages me today. He goes, hey, champ. I literally insult him right away. I'm like, you fucking bitch-ass motherfucker. You talk shit about me. I caught you talking shit about me on YouTube. You fucking fake-ass clown. I'm like, look at your fucking header. You got a header of two mainstream boxers, punching each other with some weak shit. If you were a real Charlie Z fan, you'd have a header of me punching somebody. You fucking fake motherfucker. And I sent him, I'm like, take this, punk. Watch this. I sent him the fight. I beat that black belt Taekwondo heavyweight. And I blocked him. Yeah, listen, fuck you motherfuckers, all right? Look at my fight. Look at the way I perform, the way I fight. Screw you fucking clowns. You people are sick in the head. I don't take any of you serious, no matter what you say. I don't give a shit. Listen, these clowns, they message me, hey, champ, hey, this, that, champ, they're the best. And then a few days pass, they start talking shit. These people are not normal, you understand? Like my friends, my fans, like Marvelous, right? He never said a bad word about me. You know, every time I see him, we're homies. Charlie Z, the best, man, the best ever. You all saw on the video how he was praising me. He was dissing Klitschko. But he really means it. You understand? He really fucking means it. Marvelous. Curtis, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers that I know, my best friend, Alex, you know what I'm saying? My best homie. Alex is my best homie because, we always kick it. You know what I mean? Yeah, so these people congratulate me all the time. My homie Jesse at the bar. He sees me champ. No sarcasm. Motherfucker's real, man. He sees my fights. Congratulations, man. Great punches, man. You know what I mean? These internet retards, these people are sick in the head. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this whole mainstream boxing crap, it's exposed. I mean, it's a goddamn show. Oh, and to that hater, that was JH typing, talking shit, saying, why don't you join mainstream boxing? Don't you want to have a better wife? Hey, listen, my wife is great. Did you see my wife? Did you see the 1-2 that I connected on that black belt, Taekwondo, heavyweight as a jaw? Did you see the fight yesterday? Did you see how I punked Frederick? Come on. It doesn't get any better than this, bitch. 300-pounder, beat his ass, Deontay Wilder, punched him so fucking hard, this motherfucker flew across the ring. Wait a minute, isn't Deontay Wilder? He's mainstream. I beat him. I beat mainstream fighters in the underground. The money? Listen, mainstream boxing are my enemies. I try to work with them. Juan Ali was mainstream. He crossed over to the underground and then went back to the mainstream. He backstabbed me. Who do you think introduced me to Cassius Green? He took me and Curtis to Cassius Green's house. Cassius Green was mainstream. I got to fucking, 16, 17, 18, and 0. I told Cassius Green, all right, so what's up with these TV fights, you know? I don't know. I told him, I'm getting suspicious about these TV fights. I'm like, what does it take to be on HBO? I asked him. I'm the best fighter in the world. You know, he's like, he goes, champ, it ain't really about being the best fighter in the world. See? Exposed. It's not about being the best fighter in the world. Then what the fuck is it about? They're a scam business. They're my enemies. Even if I agreed and said, all right, fuck it, I'll take one mainstream fight, you know? And I did. I agreed to box David Haye. They canceled. That's the thing. They don't want me to get paid those multi-millions of dollars. They don't want me to be rich. Because I'm the greatest of all time. I'm physically the best boxer in the world. You know? I have that. And they don't want me to have the money. I have money, but they don't want me to have, like, all that, you know, multi-millions and shit. Yeah, they don't want that. Guess what? I have something that money cannot buy. God-gifted talent, speed, power, courage, and more heart than five lines put together, motherfucker. Charlie's on off the greatest. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 131 men tried, and all 131 failed. And will there be a 132? We'll see. I don't know. Yeah, but if there will be, you bet that he'll fail too. Yeah, I mean, nothing to prove, man. Especially today's win. It was just unbelievable. It was historic. You know, just the way I punched that guy was just fucking amazing. Amazing victory. I talked to my wife Daria. I talked to her right before the fight. I said, "Baby, I'm going to the battlefield." You know what I mean? I told her, "I'm gonna do this for you, baby." I told her, I said, "Baby, I always do this for you, but today I'm gonna crush him so bad that look what I did. The guy literally flew 15 fucking feet." Yeah, I mean, I saw this hater spam. I just got so tired of these people. Seeing the same shit, the same old shit, the same comments, the same garbage they always write. The same thing, the same bullshit, same questions. Hey, Charlie Zonoff is the answer, motherfucker. The greatest. Prove to people wrong yet again. Going overtime. You can't say shit. Cannot say shit. That 1-2. I mean, can you imagine if I hit Klitschko like that? All right, here's what happened to Klitschko. That guy quit. He didn't give me the chance to knock him out cold. He got TKO. Klitschko would probably quit too. But if he wouldn't, if Klitschko would come forward after that, he wouldn't. He'd be wobbled, and then I'd hit Klitschko a third time and put him to sleep. That's what I'm saying. The real pros? All right. It's only KOs and TKOs. There's a new rule now in the UBF. There's no more points. This is it. Check this out. I think I told people. All right, there's a new rule in the UBF. No. Okay, no fight will ever go 12 rounds. The motherfuckers can't go 12 seconds. Today, what are we, 1 second TKO? I'm just saying hypothetical. Okay, if I'm fighting some black belt martial artist or U.S. Marine or some mainstream clown like Deontay Wilder or whatever, if the fight gets to the 12th round and we finish all 12 rounds, guess what? We're going to the 13th round. Core. Until somebody gets knocked out, TKO'd, or quits, we're not stopping. Unlimited rounds. Yeah? Yeah, but the most it goes is 2 rounds. That's it. The most, literally the most. Yeah, I'd be Akeem. Before it was, when points they had 3 rounds, okay, but that was how long ago, man. I was a kid. Plus, I was phenomenal in those fights, both fights. Both, well, Akeem did very well. He, you know, Akeem has a lot of heart. You know, the guy kept, he was taking a beating, you know, literally. I was just jabbing him, just literally, just, I made him look like a punching bag, and he kept coming. You know, I got to give Akeem a lot of credit. You know, me and him are cool, you know, outside the ring, you know. I mean, inside the ring, you know, I showed him who the champ is, but, you know, outside the ring, you know, we shook hands, I see him, you know. I gave him credit, and he even told me, Akeem Ackenbrot, he said he's not upset at all. I mean, he's upset that he lost, but he said that, he's like, it's, you know, at the same time, he's like, he tells me, at least I can say I lost to the best. You know, my own opponent, man. A guy that went 6 rounds with me, you know, both fights, 3 rounds. A guy that went 6 rounds with me said that he lost to the best. So, yeah, I mean, got a great life ahead of me, man. I know I'm gonna come back. I don't want to call this a retirement. A very long break, but I'm talking. You know, my beautiful wife. I already lived with her. I made love to her many times, and I'm gonna make love to one girl for the rest of my life. And her name is Daria. Daria Zona. She's behaving very well. We never argue at all. Those days are over. This is it. And that's it. We're getting along. You know, yeah, because, you know, our marriage is, it's almost a year. You know, she's maturing. She's about to be 20 years old. She grew out of all that stuff. You know, this is it. She's, you know, she's acting more like a woman than like a little girl. You know what I mean? She's not a little girl. I mean, she's a gorgeous, gorgeous female. And, you know, Daria's, my wife, is the most important thing in my life. And, boxing is second, but I dedicated my whole life to this sport. Not just that, but I put my life on the line for this sport. I beat the fuck out of an MMA fighter that tried to stab me. And yet, I have won 9 fights after that. Yeah, people were telling me after that, oh, shit, Charlie, man, it's like, this shit's becoming too dangerous, man. Maybe you should walk away on top, man. Maybe you should, you know, this is it. I mean, hey, listen, I continued, and I won, and then I won again, and then I won again. See, it's like, yeah, I mean, that's just very rare. I mean, like, sometimes opponents, see, today the guy lost, and, you know, the guy that I beat today, he lost, and... Yeah, he admitted defeat. Obviously, I fucking punched him in the face twice, and he was done. No, I'm saying today, he, you know, we tore his gloves after the match. You know, yeah, but see, that crazy motherfucker that tried to stab me, that son of a bitch, you know, he's obviously got issues, you know, because I beat his ass, and he was trying to stab me. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, like, okay, challenge me to a rematch or something, you know, like, but, you know, so, stab, what the fuck? I mean, he's clearly not right up there, you know? So glad I fucked him up, you know? Dude, I fucked him up bare knuckle, too. Yeah, this motherfucker started swinging, and, like, I was, like, after I beat his ass, and, like, he quit, he took off his gloves, he started swinging at the back of my head. My back was turned, and he still missed. And then I turn around and I punch him so hard in the fucking nose, blood starts leaking from his nose. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, today's victory. We play the fight again. And haters. Fucking retards. That punch is sound like gunshots, boy.
Oh, man.